Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, February 17th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today we pick up in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 and we'll read verse 19 through the end of the chapter. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If this is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And now we turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 74, a Maskil of Asaph. O God, why have you rejected us forever? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture? Remember the nation you purchased long ago, the people of your inheritance, whom you redeemed, Mount Zion, where you dwelt. Turn your steps toward those everlasting ruins, all this destruction the enemy has brought on the sanctuary. Your foes roared in the place where you met with us. They set up their standards as signs. They behaved like men wielding axes to cut through a thicket of trees. They smashed all the carved panelings with their axes and hatchets. They burned your sanctuary to the ground. They defiled the dwelling place of your name. They said in their hearts, "We will crush them completely." They burned every place where God was worshiped in the land. We are given no signs from God. No prophets are left, and none of us knows how long this will be. How long will the enemy mock you, God? Will the foe revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take it from the folds of your garment and destroy them. But God is my King from long ago. He brings salvation on the earth. It was you who split open the sea by your power. You broke the heads of the monster in the waters. It was you who crushed the head of Leviathan and gave it as food to the creatures of the desert. It was you who opened up springs and streams. You dried up the ever-flowing rivers. The day is yours, and yours also the night. You established the sun and moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. Remember how the enemy has mocked you, Lord? How foolish people have reviled your name? Do not hand over the life of your dove to wild beasts. Do not forget the lives of your afflicted people forever. Have regard for your covenant, because haunts of violence fill the dark places of the land. Do not let the oppressed retreat in disgrace. May the poor and needy praise your name. Rise up, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how fools mock you all day long. Do not ignore the clamor of your adversaries, the uproar of your enemies, which rises continually. And now we turn over to the book of Isaiah. Today we are reading Isaiah chapter 62, and the title in my Bible says, Zion's New Name. So as we're thinking about what Zion's new name is, I wanted to get you ready for a couple of terms. Hephzibah is a name that Zion will be called, and it means my delight is in her. And Beulah means married. So listen with me. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet. Till her vindication shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The nations will see your vindication, and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted or name your land desolate, but you will be called Hephzibah and your land Beulah. For the Lord will take delight in you, and your land will be married. As a young man marries a young woman, so will your builder marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourself no rest, and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, never again will I give your grain as food for your enemies, and never again will foreigners drink the new wine for which you have toiled. But those who harvest it will eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather the grapes will drink it in the court of my sanctuary. Pass through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway. Remove the stones. Raise a banner for the nations. The Lord has made proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to daughter Zion, see, your Savior comes. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. They will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you will be called sought after, the city no longer deserted. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today in Psalm 74, Asaph is asking God some difficult questions. You can tell from the words on the page that he is in great distress, wondering why God is not acting. And the psalm is very interesting to me because it's almost as if Asaph is saying to the Lord, look at what these people are doing to your sanctuary. Look at what they've done. Don't you care? And I was just reminded that the Psalms give us a place to bring our complaints before the Lord in situations where we do not understand why things are going as they are. We can safely bring our complaint to the Lord. But as Asaph brought his complaint, I also see that he had a heart of faith. Look at verse 13, for example. It was you who split open the sea by your power. He is remembering the Lord's work in the Exodus. And so as we cry out to the Lord in distress, it is fitting for us also to remember the ways that God has worked in the past. Will you pray with me? Father, I'm not sure what each of my brothers and sisters has on their heart today, but you know. You know the fears that wake them in the night. You know the fears that carry with them even when they try to cling to verses like Matthew 6 that ask us not to worry but to trust in you. And so, Lord, in these moments, we cry out to you for your hand of sovereignty to work in these situations, that you would not allow evil to prevail any longer. And Lord, in the meantime, as we wait, we ask that you would help us to be people of faith, people who remember your great acts throughout history and your great acts in our own lives. Thank you, Lord, that you have not abandoned us. You do not give up on us, and you are present with us. Help us to cling to these promises as we go through our day, through our week, and remind us again, Lord, that you are working all things together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purposes. And so go with us now and help us to be about your purposes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.